This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The UN's International Court of Justice opened hearings Thursday in a case in which South Africa is accusing Israel of subjecting Palestinians to genocidal acts and demands an emergency suspension of Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Lawyers for South Africa Thursday presented their case for genocide in Israel's war in Gaza, saying Israel's aerial and ground offensive is aimed at bringing about the destruction of the population of the Palestinian enclave. Israel has rejected South Africa's allegations. And Thursday, Israel's Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesman Lior Hayat accused the country of hypocrisy.
When South Africa became the legal arm of a terror organization, Hamas, failing to mention the reason for what happens in Gaza, failing to mention that Hamas on October 7 massacred, executed, murdered, burned alive, raped, and kidnapped hundreds of Israelis.
South African Justice Minister Ronald Lamola said Thursday his nation has unequivocally condemned the attack by Hamas on the 7th of October and did so directly to the State of Israel. But he said they have reiterated in court those atrocities are no justification for any form of genocide. A tanker in the Gulf of Oman has been boarded by men in military uniforms in an apparent seizure in the Middle Eastern waters. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
An oil tanker has been boarded in the Gulf of Oman by unauthorized men in military uniforms, according to an advisory group run by the British military and a private security firm. Although details remain unclear, suspicion immediately fell on Iran, as the ship was once known as the Suez Rajan. The Suez Rajan had been involved in a years-long dispute that ultimately saw the U.S. Justice Department seize 1 million barrels of Iranian